here. Good morning. Hold on a sec. I gotta get a. Had to get some more caffeine in me, man. Didn't have enough. Did not have enough. Anyway, it's 7-Eleven. We got a high of 82 today. It's going to start out with some sunshine, some clouds. That's going to turn even more cloudy. We got a chance for some rain, a few thunderstorms this afternoon. Tonight, more rain likely, low of 68. But let's not worry about that. Let's enjoy it now. 72. Let's do your morning dump.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump. With trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Seafood and sex. That's how we're going to start. If you want to be friskier and more fertile, well, you got to eat more seafood. A new study found that couples who ate two or more servings of seafood a week had more sex than those who didn't eat as much seafood. And couples trying to conceive did so faster when they had more seafood in their diets. That seems kind of pricey. Of course, if you're getting more sex, I guess it works out. I don't know. I don't always feel that sexy after pounding down a bunch of crab legs covered in butter. But apparently it works. So go grab some crab meat, some scallops. We're going to just be doing it left and right. I couldn't believe this headline when I saw it. And I'm not sure what is happening. But this afternoon in Washington, D.C., that's right, our nation's capital, Kim Kardashian will meet with President Donald Trump in the Oval Office. I'm not making this up, folks. All right. Her goal is to convince the president to embrace prison reform. That's right. Kim Kardashian is going to be meeting with President Trump to talk about prison reform. What? Why? Kim, stick to what you're good at doing. All right, sex tapes and, well, sex tapes. That's the only thing you're good at. All right? I mean, what's she going to say? I think we need to do something about the prisons. Yeah, I'm Kim. Yeah. I mean, that's it. Quit trying to convince people that you got anything rolling around in that empty head of yours, okay? We're not trying to be impressed by your smarts, Kim. That's not why you're a celebrity. Just accept that fact and knock it off. Quit wasting the time at the Oval Office. For God's sake, stupid people, stupid famous people. Lastly, according to a new study, staying away from bacon and booze reduces your chance of getting cancer. Researchers found that we should eat very little, if any, processed meat such as bacon or ham if we want to steer clear of bowel cancer. Ugh. Instead of bacon, the scientists want us to eat lentils. Alcohol is also frowned upon, as it is supposedly linked to six types of tumors. Now, to be clear, even bacon and booze every so often isn't the end of the world, but the researchers warn that doing something unhealthy every day can definitely lead to trouble. Thanks, scientist obvious. One of these researchers is going to let us live our lives, all right? Quit trying to guilt us with these studies. I know shoveling down half a pound of bacon and whiskey probably isn't the greatest for the body. But you know what? I don't need you telling me that. Just let me live my life. You know, you standing there with your nerd glasses and your nerd lab coat. Just shut up. Let me have my bacon and my whiskey and my high cholesterol and my weak liver. Let it be. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?